Welcome to Home Story with Veronica. I'm Veronica Dickes, and today we're diving into the people, places, and decisions that make a house a home. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Home Story with Veronica, where we dive into the heart of real estate and uncover the insights that help families and investors make confident decisions. I'm your host, Veronica Dickes, and today we're exploring how to make smart choices in real estate investing. Choices that go beyond what looks appealing and focus on what truly builds long-term wealth. Joining me is
Cesar Cabezas.
He is a lending relationship manager with deep expertise in evaluating loan applications, guiding clients through investment financing, and helping them secure the right opportunities. He's known across North Carolina and nationwide for helping buyers streamline the lending process and make smart investments. Cesar, I am so glad to have you here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
Of course. Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Now, many investors feel overwhelmed because buying property feels like a guessing game. The challenge is balancing the aesthetics, the budget, and real returns. So as an investor, how do you separate a property that just looks nice from ones that actually make sense financially, in your opinion?
Well, thank you, Veronica, for having me here.
Of course.
My name is Cesar. This question is really tricky because we're always looking for the nicer or the beautiful house out there, sometimes the biggest property, and we dive or go emotionally into it.
Yes, it happens to all of us.
As a first-time home buyer,
yes.
And as an investor.
Yes.
So basically, as an investor, better just make your numbers, make sure everything works. Same thing as the first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. Make sure your budget is good. And especially, well, when you are an investor,
mm-hmm.
You got to manage rehabs, and exactly. Cost that you're going to be paying monthly and how long it's going to take you to get to the finish line when the project is ready to be sold.
Yeah. And so, calculate for the unexpected.
Exactly. Basically, we always suggest, or I always suggest my clients to do a 10% contingency.
Perfect.
On the budget. So this way they can have that play in between this in case surprises comes here and there, always.
Exactly. I mean, we've experienced that. Cesar has been amazing in helping my clients who are investors. And he actually helped me with a client who was a first-time investor. And his budget was nowhere near where it needed to be. And Cesar was so professional because when you invest in a house, you make the money with the numbers that you have from the beginning.
Exactly.
You cannot wing it later on.
Nope.
It's something that the numbers need to add up. And Cesar was so amazing. And if you want to talk about that, that's amazing, about that case in specific, because you guided him really good on that. So do you want to share a little bit when you're helping investors who don't have a realistic budget or investment strategy, financial-wise, in place?
Definitely. Between first-time home buyers and investors, it's almost the same. Sometimes you have the investors with experience,
yeah.
And you have the new ones that are coming in,
mm-hmm.
And they need the guidance. They need to be, you actually need to educate them.
Yes, exactly.
And that's basically what we're trying to look with realtors, try to work with them, with you especially, mm-hmm. By the hand. Take the client to the next step, the investor, the first-time home buyer, to the next step. So this client actually, he was looking for help. I mm-hmm. actually told him what to do. He probably took about a month to get everything ready.
Yes.
Until we finally get to the final closing.
Yes.
And I'm happy for him because, he's doing pretty good. He's almost done with the property.
He is. He's almost done with the property, and he's so excited to be able to sell it. But
yeah.
I will be 100% honest here. He would not have done it without his help because I tried to guide him, but I am not a lender. I am a real estate agent.
Yep.
And I needed him to really get the realistic numbers, budget, and everything from a lender who's experienced in real estate investing.
Yeah, and definitely, when realtors come to me and ask me for the help, it's actually pretty good because, there is two different sides from first-time home buyers to investors. And so it's always good to bring that education for anyone, realtors, new investors, someone that is interested in investing in real estate. It's just, you know, giving that guidance, and it's something that I really love
to do. I love that. And I'm sure this is a question that I get asked a lot. What are some of the major components, like, for example, when you help my client, what are some of the major components that you're looking at? I'm talking about, what's your purchase price, what's your budget, and what's the value of the house after repair? What are some of the things that you look at?
So what I look for is, I always try to find what's the client, the investor looking for first. So this way we can make a strategy for them and help them to get to the finish line. And that will help me out to, at the same time, guide the realtor to see which property is the fit for that client.
Exactly.
So this way we are not wasting a lot of time out there just looking for houses that you cannot afford.
I agree. And we can waste a lot of time doing that.
A lot. And that happened to me at the beginning. That's what I know how it is. So that's what I always ask my clients. What are you looking for? Let me study what you have and what you're going to do. So this way I can guide you the best way so you can get it done. And this way you can go to your realtor and actually come with an approval letter and say, like, listen, this is what I need. This is what I'm looking for. Help me out. Exactly. And this way, both are in the same page and we can work together really easy.
Yeah, because not every house is good for every investor.
No.
Right? It's going to depend on, do you have your own staff or not to fix a house? Or do you need subcontractors? Are you going to use a general contractor? That's a different budget. How long is it going to take you realistically to fix the house? Those are all of the things that we look at when we're helping somebody get a house to invest.
Yeah, definitely. Because like you say, general contractors, if you have this the right crew to do the job. Plus, you know, now permits that you got to pull from the city. So that's another thing, because you don't want to waste a lot of time. I know some cities where it can take between a month to probably 4-6 months to get a permit.
Yes.
And that puts you behind on everything you're going to do.
And money-wise, because you got to keep paying that mortgage that you got, the loan. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you don't want to put your client in that position, because, you know, I mean, it's not really good. And like you say, this is something that, it's a business that you got to earn from the beginning.
Yes.
Like that's when you're going to know if you're actually going to, if you are actually doing the right investment.
The numbers need to make sense from the very beginning.
Yep.
If not, do not do it. I made the mistake. Listen, I'm investing in real estate too. And I think our first one was actually good. Our second one, oh my Lord. Nope. Anyways, we learned our lesson. Cesar, how, between cash flow appreciation, how do you help them decide? Between, like, for example, when we were talking about helping my client, what the cash flow would be for the house if they wanted to keep the house, or what would be the appreciation if they wanted to flip and sell the house. How do you look at those numbers and help the clients that come to you to get a loan for an investment house?
That's a very good question, because many investors sometimes don't know the route or what actually they're going to do with the property. And that's something that they got to know since the beginning.
Yes.
Because we got to do the right numbers at the beginning to make sure at the end you're going to get the right amount of money, or the return of investment.
Yeah.
If you're going to get it the right, at least at what you are shooting to get. Mm-hmm. You know, the money, the budget that you are planning on spending, and what's your return. So basically, I always ask what the client wants to do, if they want to sell or they want to refinance if it's a rental property.
Exactly.
So this way they can strategize their budget at the beginning. So this way, and I know, like, I should let them know what will be the right amount of money that they got to purchase the property.
Exactly.
And this way I can give the realtor an idea on, we cannot go over this number, because then the client is going to be losing money, basically.
Exactly.
And we don't want that. We just want to make sure everything goes solid, which, you know, sometimes anything can happen on the way.
Yes.
Because especially nowadays, like, the market has been up and down, which is steady, which is good. So, you know, it's just paying attention and be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we are here, to help them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
Why is it important to consider lifestyle market trends? We were talking about that, right? The market is shifting a little bit right now, and not just the purchase price when evaluating a property.
When evaluating a property, it's just visit the property. Make sure, you know, you look for things that really need to be updated or needs more care on it. And this way you're going to adjust your numbers on what you basically got to focus before you start doing the project.
Exactly. And some of the things we're going to look at as, you know, as the agent is going to be the market trends. Exactly. How long do we think, where do you want to invest, right? Area. Is it a hot area? Is it an area that now is taking forever to sell a house? Things like that
there is variations, and it goes by cities, you know, like let's say Charlotte is a very hot city
right now, but at
the same time surrounding areas are pretty good to invest right now, and sometimes, you know, you gotta go a little bit farther out.
Exactly.
But it all depends on what you want to do. And right now, I think there is a lot of tools out there that can help you to actually look on the market and see, like, okay, this is an area where it's good for rentals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good area to be selling right now. And it's just that as an investor, we just got to find the right education and we got to find the right city where we're going to invest.
Exactly.
And know your, like many investors say it out there, we got to know our backyard.
Yes, you got to know your backyard. And you definitely want to find a backyard that has movement. You're not going to buy a house in the middle of nowhere that's 25 miles from everything, because it's probably not a good investment property.
Well, rural areas are always going to be
tricky. And coming up, we're going to dive into one of the biggest fears buyers face, making a bad investment, like I talked about, and how to build confidence in those life-changing decisions. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation. Welcome back to Home Story. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Home Story and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Espanol. On the move, you can also watch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. There you go. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. Now, I am here with Cesar Cabezas, and in this segment, we're talking about one of the most common fears buyers face, making a bad investment. For many, purchasing a home or property is the single biggest financial decision of their life, and that fear of regret can be paralyzing. Now, the fear of regret holds buyers back. Understanding signs of a smart investment, data-driven decision, and trusted guidance builds confidence. Cesar, in your opinion, what are some of the signs that a home is a good investment and not a money trap?
That's a really loaded
question.
That's a really good question. So here, we gotta look for numbers. Numbers is the best in an investment. I think numbers is the one of the first things you gotta look for.
Mm-hmm.
And this including home price, how much you buy in the property, rehab budget, how much you're gonna put in renovations in that property, and of course, just look at the return of investments, which is gonna be actually your ARV, your after repair value, which is when you gotta look for compatibles. Really similar to what you are looking at, the what you are buying before mm-hmm. you rehab your property. And this is actually what's gonna actually give you the idea to get to the project and finish it out.
Exactly.
But so eventually, first just do your numbers. And if everything makes sense, you see that, you know, many investors, they have their own, let's say, your return of investments already set up.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on how much you want to make on that property.
Exactly.
So there is a little bit of room for everything.
Yes.
And but I think numbers is the first thing to look at and see how the market is going. And that's why realtors come play and on that role, actually, yep. because they come in and they can tell you, like, hey, in the last month, I've been seeing these changes. The market is going up. The market is going down. It's steady. So you can get a better idea.
You can factor that in. Definitely. Yes. And sometimes we make, you know, projections based on what we're looking on the inflation rate, unemployment rate, market trends. And we can tell, you know, if it's going to take you 5 to 6 months to rehab a house,
yep.
then we need to add that depreciation percentage exactly. and say, hey, it's probably going to sell for actually more if the market is doing good.
Yep.
Or it's going to sell for a little bit less if we wait 6 months. So just make sure that you count that.
Exactly. And yeah. So, yeah. So it's just basically analyze your deal, your property, the property that you're going to buy. And just making sure to the market can change a little bit
mm-hmm.
in between that time, and depending on how long it's going to take you to actually rehab that property
yes.
and get it ready out for sale.
Yes, and it happened.
So it happens. It has happened, and it's happening yep. so in certain areas. But, mm-hmm. you know, and at the same time, a lot of people is just looking for the right time, the perfect time, basically. It's never going to happen.
There's no such thing no. as the perfect time.
No,
the perfect time is when you're ready to invest.
When you're that's ready to invest time. And where you can dive in it and actually leave it and learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best schooling you can get. Because exactly. you can get a lot of inputs from many people or investors, realtors, everyone involved. But at the end of the day, you're going to get that experience only when you dive in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
And some of the terms that we talked about today are really important. If you're just new at investing, if you're an investor, you already know them. Make sure you do your research on that. It's going to be your ROI, which is your return on investment.
Yes.
It's going to be your ARV. We're always going to talk ARV if you want to invest in real estate, which is your?
After repair value.
Your after repair value. And those are things that we're always going to look at. Your rehab budget. Things like that, market yep. trends, all of that comes into consideration.
Definitely.
When we look at a house.
Something that you got to look on it all the time.
All the time. And Cesar, how do you calm a buyer's fear when they're second guessing every choice because they're just so afraid to take that step in investing in a house?
It takes a little bit of time because the buyer actually needs to be confident and have that trust from the realtor, the lender, that they are going to do the right investment.
Yes.
And the best way to do that, and I always tell my client, is buy the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to buy, then definitely you're going to do good on that deal. Especially if you have, you know, certain amount or a percentage, or you can have a budget where you, okay, these are my limits, and this is where I'm going, this is what I need.
Yeah.
So numbers is one of the first things that as an investor, as a home buyer, they gotta know. And that's why we are here, just to help them out and make sure they got the right numbers so they're not afraid on what they're getting into.
Exactly, yes.
Because if they tell me, and that's why, you know, and this is something I always tell my clients, be confident when you're talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the truth. Tell me everything you have. Tell me, like,
everything. Don't sugarcoat it. No, you gotta be straight.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we don't know what we're working with.
Exactly. And then you don't know. Actually, you don't know how to make the strategy for this
yes.
client. So when you know everything since the beginning, and you know you have time to strategy to tell your client, hey, this is what we're gonna do. These are your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have room to play, and you know. So this way you can be confident on what you are doing. That
exactly.
even if the market goes up or down or it stays, you're still good at from the beginning.
Yes, data-driven, right? This is investing in real estate is data-driven. If you have the data to back up what you're doing in making the decision and you understand it, and that's why it's so important to work with someone like Cesar, because he's going to explain everything to you. He's going to show you the numbers. He's going to show you the data and tell you why he believes it's a good investment. He'll tell you no if he doesn't think it's a good investment.
Definitely, I'm going to let you know since the beginning because yes. As a lender, I need to make sure that you are able to pay for that property. You are able to get the property to the finish line.
Exactly.
So it's just work both ways. This is not a just one-time transaction either.
No. And every transaction is so different from the other.
Definitely. That's why sometimes I tell my clients, or investors out there, just give me a call, you know, because you can come or meet me somewhere in an event or something. I can tell you a lot of things, but I don't know your conditions. Where are you? What you want? What are your plans? So, you know, everything just changed.
And everyone has a unique situation.
Yeah, definitely.
So every situation is different. This is not a cookie cutter.
No, definitely.
It's not a cookie cutter where you say, well, I want to invest, give me the formula and I'm good. No, we need to know a lot to make sure that, you know, we're just going to give you the best advice that we can as if we were investing.
Exactly.
If we wouldn't invest in it, we would never tell you to invest in it.
That's something that, because I've been doing this from the bottom.
Yeah.
So I know almost everything until I got to the lending process right now, to a lending career. So I've been doing everything from the bottom. I started as a cold caller, so I know all the
process. Been through the ropes, yes. Yeah.
So that's what I feel good when I can explain my clients everything that they got to know in order to get to that project and next steps.
That is a great feeling.
Yeah.
Like my client that you helped, truly, he would have shot himself in the foot because he
definitely
had no idea. There's other properties that we looked at first, and I would tell him, no, this is not a good investment.
And I know we turned him down a couple of times.
We turned him down a few times.
The properties he was looking at, they were no good. They were no good.
No, and we were protecting him, right? And
definitely.
We would protect you as well. It's the same concept. It's,
yeah.
I can't sleep at night if I tell you, sure, I'll help you just to make a commission and get a house that I know is going to hurt you financially.
Yes.
And that's not what we're for.
That's why I tell investors out there, try to call ahead of time, not when you are under contract, not when you are really looking for the property. Just try to educate yourself.
Prepare. Yes.
Talk to realtors. Make sure they can help you to get to the next step as well.
Yes.
So that's something that basically I always suggest. Just find for the help. Don't be afraid to get that phone. Give us a call and make sure you are doing the right thing. And this way, that's the only way you're going to feel confident at what you are doing.
Absolutely. Well. And preparation is key. And what
definitely.
You said, you know, sometimes you got to wait until you really understand all the numbers to get over that fear of investing.
Yeah.
Fear is the unknown, right? You don't know. You're not sure. You doubt it a little bit. Once you can get over that fear with data, with numbers, then you can make a confident decision.
And even that fear is, even if you know, if you are educated, because I know a lot of investors that they've been in the business probably for 20, 30 years.
Yep.
And they say, I still feel
that
fear. I'm still
the little,
it.
The little,
yeah,
the just, butterflies in the stomach.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, me too, all the time.
And but they say, well, but sometimes I already know what I've been doing and, you know, I'm afraid, but I jump in, I dive in it, I got to do it.
Yeah, and nothing is perfect, right? Things
no,
can happen,
no,
setbacks can happen. But again, if you have the data behind it, your risk becomes very small in doing
exactly.
a bad investment when you
different.
Really do your work from the beginning.
Your percentage from as a, you know, for loss and as an investor, or it's not, it's pretty low. It's
exactly.
going to be pretty low. It's minimum. So, you know, like I say, you always, when you are prepare, even if the market is up, down, or steady, you're always going
to
be good.
Yes. Now, Cesar, if our viewers want to connect with you, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way, contact me, phone number. My phone number is 980-833-9733. You can leave me a message, text message. That's my direct number. So, you know, I'd be happy to help.
Awesome. And we're going to come right back, and we are going to talk about one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, which is how realtors can move from selling homes to actually owning homes and investing in real estate, and how hard money lending can open that door for you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation.
Welcome back to Home Story with Veronica. I'm here with Cesar Cabezas. And in this segment, we are shifting the focus to realtors themselves. Every day, realtors help others build wealth in real estate. But for many, investing personally feels just a little bit out of reach. Hard money lending can be the bridge if they know how to start. Realtors often overlook their own path to wealth building. With their market knowledge, hard money lending can unlock investing opportunities. Now, I know you have helped me with hard money lending before. So I wanted to ask you, Cesar, realtors know the market better than most. How can they leverage that knowledge to start investing for themselves through hard money lending?
That's a very good question. And I think realtors, they have the most capability to invest and actually leverage from us. Because, you know, realtors are the first hand where they're going to get the most of the properties. And it's just to be educate and know how to leverage. Or even, you know, I've seen a lot of realtors that they help investors.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a really good strategy because, you know, you can make money from the beginning to the end, basically, because you are helping the buyer or the investor to get the property. Mm-hmm. They can actually rehab it and then put it back on the market.
Yep.
So, but I think realtors themselves, if they actually use us or they learn how to leverage from us, I mean, they have a very, very good probability that they can actually make a lot of money.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. make good money. And you know, I have a lot of realtors where they are investing right now.
Yep.
They're always looking for help, trying to get that leverage, where to get the money, you know, using us as a hard money, which, you know, well, now we call private money.
Yeah, which technically it is.
Yeah, yes. It is, because, you know, I know we still have some documentations to do, documents that we're going to ask for, but it's not as difficult as a traditional loan, especially for investing.
Exactly.
So, but I think realtors definitely they have a lot to do with this investment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are trying to invest themselves, I always suggested it, because all they gotta do is learn, like we were talking before, they just gotta learn about and educate about the budget, the rehab, how to buy these properties. And that's pretty much it, you know, because they got everything. They got connections.
Because I was just gonna say that. Yes.
They got connections because, you know, you get the sellers, you're always gonna be around construction people,
yep,
general contractors, lenders. So it's everything in one, actually.
You got the dream team.
That's it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's why it is important for realtors and even investors have, mm-hmm, this communication and become like very friends with realtors, you know. I know, and lenders as well. Sometimes, you know, they look at us as a
yeah,
realtor.
Yeah.
And, you know, they look at us like, oh, they just money makers, or they're just looking for that transaction. But no, we are trying to help. We are trying to bring our knowledge. And all this is just by experience from others, you know, from other investors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just to bring everybody up and try to make, you know, get a little bit of the cake, basically.
Exactly. That and is, speaking about advantages, you mentioned that a little bit, is some of the advantages that we have as agents, as realtors, is the connections. Is, you know, we're going to help our clients with recommendations for builders, for general contractors, for handyman, for subcontractors, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
the relationship that we have with the lenders as well. So one of the things that the realtors, you know, should be doing to get into the world of investing is asking good questions. And what advantages do you think, Cesar, that realtors have in spotting opportunities to invest, good opportunities to invest?
I think realtors have, I'm going to call it the power.
The power.
No, because.
You have the power. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, because, you know, you're always going to have, the sellers are going to come to you first time. You know, first the from first hand, they're going to come to a realtor. And they're going to ask about what they can do with the property. Can I sell it the way it is? Should I put some money in it and update it and sell it for more money?
True.
And sometimes sellers don't want to deal with all these kind of rehabs and they don't want to talk to the general contractor and get the construction crew. And sometimes they just, hey, I need to move out of state or do something.
Yep.
And that's when the realtor can come in. And if the realtor knows or they are investing,
I love that.
They can come and just do, hey, I have an investor that might buy this property right the way it is. You don't have to do anything to it. You can even leave the garbage in it, anything,
we'll
you know.
Clean it up.
Exactly. And then, you know, I think that's why they got the, you know, realtors yeah. have the advantage right now to invest and help investors to get to the next step.
And you can get the house off the market. It's I've talked to a few of our colleagues here in the office who are investors, who are realtors as well. And a lot of times they end up investing in properties that their clients wanted to sell. And they come in and they say, let me talk to a private lender, Hard Money Lending. Let me talk to a private lender. Let me see. And they offer to buy the house themselves.
Yeah.
Listen, Mr. Client, if this is good for you, of course, if that's the best for the situation for your client.
The offer will be good. Yeah.
You offer and you say, listen, I can buy it for this much. You don't have to do anything. You can move out. You can make the profit that you needed.
Yeah.
And then the realtors take over and they renovate the house. And whether they hold it or they flip it, buy it, rent it, sell it or rent it, whatever they do.
Yeah.
We do have the insight and of that house that never hit the market.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to go to the market. And the good thing is that with us, you know, you can do all the process as well. With me, you can do all the process. You can buy the property, renovate it. If you are planning on rent it, we can refinance it as well. So I can do all that process as well. And you know, so I think, realtors, they have the most power right now to get properties.
We have access to the properties through our clients.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, I've seen clients that they have good relationship with realtors and properties don't even make to the market.
Yeah.
They don't come to the market because they're always like, hey, I have a client that might buy it from you, or the realtor might say, hey, I'm investing right now, I can buy it from you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so hey, there you go. You get connections. And then you can make it work.
You build that world. And what are some of the biggest mistakes that you think realtors make when transitioning into ownership with hard money or private lending?
I think it's not only realtors, just every investor in general. Yeah. It's the same fear.
Yeah.
Fear is one of the things that we always, it always gonna hold you. And that's like, we call it the paralysis analysis.
Yes.
And you know, it's always gonna it's always gonna be there. But you know, like I say, if you make your numbers, if you get the knowledge or what are you doing and learn from others, and we're gonna learn from other mistakes as well, from other people's mistakes, and that's gonna help you. And that will actually cushion that fear as well.
Yeah.
And it's gonna make you take that decision that, you know, hey, I'm ready to do this. Or even if I'm not ready, I feel confident where I'm gonna succeed on this project.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, you know. But fear, I think, is one of the, for everyone, it's in general.
For everyone, yeah.
It's general.
And speaking of success stories, before I met Cesar, I was investing in real estate. That's how I got into the real estate business.
Good.
We were investing and we used private lending or hard money lending. And we actually ended up buying a trailer park.
Oh, wow.
With private lending. It's not too big.
Okay,
we're going little by little. But my whole point of this is, you know, again, we had the connections and we were able to reach out and say, listen, we're interested in investing in this type of property. How can we do it? Nice. Do you have any success stories or have you ever worked with a realtor in helping them get into the investment world?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? Definitely. Yeah, I have.
Can you share one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a client that they didn't know how to invest. They didn't know what to do. And same thing, you know, just as a regular investor, you know, even if you are a realtor, just as a regular investor, we're going to educate you. I'm going to bring you from A to Z, you know, in the process. I'm going to guide you all the way. And this is, you know, and sometimes people think or investors think that, you know, oh, this is going to be, we're going to get to the closing table and that's it. You forget about me. No.
No, never.
No, no. And, you know, with me, I'm always going to be on top of everything. I'm going to be following up with you. How you doing? You are, where are you in the process? If you need any help, if you need, you know, I got connections as well. So we have, you know, construction crew. We can have general contractors and everything. So we can help. You know, and but yeah, no. So this realtor, they didn't know how to start out.
Okay.
I told them, I explained to them, hey, you got an advantage right now where you can get all the compatibles. You can, we can do the math. I can make you a little. We call the 70% rule that you know you can feel confident in what you're doing, and you know just following the steps. At the end of the day, they were ready to invest.
Yeah.
The realtor was ready and they say, well, I have the money, we make numbers, we make everything. Everything seems like perfect. And I'm like, if that make you feel good,
That's it.
This is the time.
The numbers add up.
They dive in and they that's do awesome. It. They just did it.
That's amazing.
And it was really good because, you know, for me, just helping people to get through the process, teach them and having them be part of the process is just really good. And for me, just being part of the process is just amazing because, you know, at the end of the day, when they're selling this property, they're refinancing, or you see what the renovations they did in the property, it's just like, wow, it's amazing.
It's awesome. It's, knowledge is power.
Definitely.
You get the knowledge and you know, educate yourself and believe, it's like potato chips. You can't just eat one. Once you start investing and you do good on your first investment, you're going to want to keep investing. It's just... it's such a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, it might take a little bit of time just to get your next project, but it's just because, you know, you want to make sure you get the right numbers since the beginning.
Absolutely.
Because you don't make money on the sale or at the refinancing. You make the money or you make your profit from the beginning when you buy.
Exactly. The numbers need to add up. And coming up, we're going to take a bigger look at hard money lending itself or private lending. What it is, how it works, and why it can be a game changer for investors. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation.
Welcome back to Home Story with Veronica. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorites. Streaming live and on demand whenever and wherever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and Spanish. Do you prefer podcasts? Listen to Home Story anytime on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. Covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and more. Now Media TV is available 24/7, so the stories you care about are always within reach. In our final segment, we are unpacking a powerful tool that's often misunderstood, hard money lending or private lending. For many traditional financing, it feels like a closed door, but hard money can be the gateway into real estate investment. Hard money lending or private lending is often misunderstood, but can be a critical pathway into real estate for investors who don't fit the traditional banking criteria. I wanted to ask you, Cesar, because that's how we actually met with private lending. And what, for people who don't know, because I know it's called hard money lending, private lending, can you give us a definition of what is hard money or private lending?
So basically, Veronica, let's start with the private lending. Private lending is going to be the money that, let's say, your brother, your mom, your dad, whoever
in
your family, friends, closest friend, someone that would like to invest.
Someone basically who won the lottery and wants to put the money somewhere.
And they have the money, you know, sitting in the bank getting just I don't know, maybe 0.002% exactly. A month or
sounds
a year,
right.
You know? So, so private money is just basically get that money from someone that you know and they trust on what you are doing and give you that money to start investing in properties.
Okay.
And this way, you can actually leverage from that. We can actually, I can bring this a little bit later on what we are talking.
Okay.
So that's basically private lending. Get the money from someone you know, and then start investing it and just get the most out of it. Hard money lending, which now is almost as a private money, basically, because
okay.
we are not traditional loans, especially because
okay.
we do loans for properties that need renovations.
Exactly.
Properties that maybe they're not, it's not that they're not going to sell, because I've seen a lot of properties in the market,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, realtors can put it up, actually, because they're going to be investors like
yep.
us looking for those type of properties.
Yep.
So with us as a hard money, so the hard money is just a way to leverage to buy these properties, not the traditional way.
Okay.
Of course, you know, it's not going to be like the private money where, you know, the person you know is going to lend you the money. For us, you know, as a hard money, you're going to need certain documents, which, you know, is going to be an LLC because all the loans that I do is under LLCs, entities.
Okay, so you can't do the hard money under a personal.
Personal.
You have to open your LLC.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to open the LLC. It don't matter how old is your LLC. You can open it today and be working with it tomorrow.
Okay.
As long as we have an EIN number from the entity and
just
we have
registered,
the paper,
yeah.
registered.
And that's easy to do. You can do that in one day.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, you can.
Yeah. I think nationwide, you can actually
Wonderful.
Do LLC. Now you have websites that they can help you
yep.
open one LLC. And so you can actually start working with it the next day. So we don't have a problem with that.
Perfect.
So it's just an LLC. We do... I work with just bank statements.
Okay.
We check only the two last two bank statements.
And what are you looking for on the bank statement?
Just to see if you qualify for down payment.
Okay.
Start your renovations and have some reserves for it.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. You know, it's not a lot of things that we
yeah.
involve or we're checking. We don't need taxes or anything like that. We just work with the bank statements
okay.
just to make sure you can cover those payments or and the down payment
exactly.
for the property and everything.
And typically, so what's the percentage that you see most for the down payment?
We do 20% down payment
okay.
on fix and flips. And sometimes with experience, having the experience, we can do 10%, sometimes zero down payment.
And that's
so
with somebody who's had experience already flipping a house.
Yes, flipping
yeah.
houses or new construction, because we do new construction loans as well. So
okay,
we can
perfect.
Do them. But basically is having you don't need experience for a fix and flip to get a loan with us.
Yeah.
You don't have
it. It's just
you don't
the
need
down
experience.
Payment is the only thing
just
that
the
changes.
Down payment, and it's going to be from 0 to 20%.
Okay.
Sometimes we can go up to 30%, but it's just going to depend on the project, how it looks, if the amount of money you're going to put in is like, you got to match the property you're buying.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, can vary, but most of the times, I'm seeing lately only mostly 20 to 15%.
Okay, perfect.
Which is not bad.
Perfect.
And
so you check the bank statements.
Bank statements, LLC, and we cover 100% the construction.
Okay.
So we just covered that. And so the only thing is that, you know, the money is not given at once for the rehab. You got to start the rehab and then you can do draws. You can that money is gonna be in the bank, sitting right there. It's like an ATM. I call it the ATM. And every time you do something to your property, you can come back to us, or you actually can do we use an application. You can submit everything right there, and then
you take photos of the
photos,
job done,
videos.
Yep.
You check everything in the app, and then you submitted it. We are gonna check it out, and once it's ready, we can disburse the money, and you get in your draw
Perfect.
Back, and then you can keep working.
So just to make sure you guys understood. You are going to need your bank statements to prove that, I mean, you're financially solid to invest in the house, obviously. We don't want to put you in a position where you're using your last dime and that's all you got.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you can cover that. And then once you start doing the renovations on your house, remember, the hard money lending is going to have like a line of credit or an ATM where after, for example, you put the flooring. You put the flooring, it was $3,000. You do the application, you send them pictures, and then you get the $3,000 back so that you can continue using the money for the rest of the renovation.
Exactly. And then
okay.
That's how you keep rolling and rolling the money and you can keep using it. And then, you know, it's pretty simple. Now with the application, it makes it a lot easier.
Perfect.
For the client to just make draws. And so getting back to the private money and the hard money, right? It's just basically the same. Now, what you can do is, let's say you can get a certain amount of money
mm-hmm.
from the private money.
Okay.
But then you can bring that money to us, and then with that money, instead of buying one property, you can now do two or three properties at a time.
There you go.
Just because you get low down payment,
yeah,
you get 100% for the construction, and then now you can leverage from there. So
I love that.
Instead of put everything, like all the eggs in one basket, you can actually diversify and then, you know, just leverage from there.
Yeah.
And that makes the difference between private and hard money, you know, so you can actually, and I've seen it a lot that where investors are leveraging for that, because
yeah.
a lot of times we are afraid of the debt. We don't want loans, but that's the only way you're gonna leverage. You're gonna get to the next step, and it's gonna be faster.
It's always for me. Yeah. It's always been, and not just for me, from people who do this that I've learned is if you can use someone else's money for you to make money, instead of using your own money, use someone else's money.
And you know what's the best thing about this? Everybody wins.
Exactly.
You know, everybody that is involved, yes. you're gonna get your money back. You are actually investing. You can put that money to work. And then it's like a circle right there. And it just comes and
everybody
goes,
feeds.
Comes and goes. And everybody, exactly. And so I think it's just a matter of time where you can just actually learn how to leverage yourself
mm-hmm.
from that and use that money to keep investing. Keep
yes.
investing.
And that way, keep the ball rolling and you'll start accumulating some of your profit.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. And so that's what I've seen from some people, some investors, what they are doing too is, let's say they have their properties are already paid off. You can always refinance it.
Exactly.
So
and use that money to invest.
Use that money to invest. That's
I love
what,
that.
Now I have to get a little bit into it, but I know many people is doing, using their life insurance,
yes.
IRAs,
mm-hmm.
and 401ks to invest.
Our private lender used his IRA.
So that's it's something
yep.
that, you know, it will be good. I need to learn more about it, how to use it, but I know there is a lot of
possibilities
investors
there.
Going and yeah, no, 100%. There is a lot of chances that you, and that's basically your private money.
Yes.
You know, and the best thing about these 401ks, life insurances, and IRAs is you're actually lending your money to yourself. But now
yes.
you can use that money to come to the hard money or to the private money lender and then leverage yourself from that.
There's so many ways to do that. And we're all learning that. But it just shows how the world is full of possibilities. If you want to invest.
It is.
Talk to somebody like Cesar so that he can guide you and tell you what possibilities are out there so you can get familiar with them and make sure that you open that door for yourself and start investing in real estate.
Yeah.
Buy dirt. They don't make it anymore. That's what
no.
Gary Keller says, or I don't know who said it first. Somebody said it first, but we always use that because it's so important. So Cesar, this has been such an insightful conversation. I want to make sure that anybody who is interested in investing in real estate, you please contact him because there's so many ways for you to do it. And he will take that fear away by working with you with the data and the numbers, like he said. And people want to connect with you, I'm sure, after watching this show. Please remind us again how they can connect with you directly if they are interested in learning about investing in real estate.
Sure. Thank you, Veronica,
of
for
course.
Having me here.
Of course.
It's nice to bring this education out there to the to the audience.
Yeah.
And you can reach out to me at 980-833-9733. And I work with CLS Capital, and you know, it's a pleasure to help you. It's always gonna be a pleasure to be able to help.
So again, that was CLS Capital.
Yep.
And this is Cesar that you're going to be asking for, Cesar Cabezas. Yes, and the number again?
980-833-9733.
Thank you so much for coming. I've learned a lot of things.
Thank you. I'm glad.
So I am so happy because I'm sure that you guys are going to learn a lot more. Thank you so much for watching us. And again, thank you for joining us today on Home Story with Veronica. Your expertise has shown us how investors can make confident decisions, avoid common pitfalls, and use tools like hard money lending or private lending to build wealth in ways that they might not have thought possible. To our viewers, remember that every property has a story, and with the right guidance, it can be the beginning of your success story. Until next time, I'm Veronica Diquez, and this is Home Story with Veronica, where real estate meets real life.